We're not very good at paying attention to the little things, are we? There are things on our sites which we just kind of shove on there because we feel like they have to be on there. And we don't really think about them in a different way. We don't try and make them anything special. Classic example of that are things like terms and conditions. How many times have you had to slap terms and conditions on a website simply because the law requires you to? And so you just put it on there and you don't really put any thought into it whatsoever, do you? You don't consider how they could be made better or what you could do to enhance that or make it useful to users. Because let's face it, nobody reads terms and conditions, do they? They're just something you scroll to the bottom of when you install an application and click I agree. On a website, it's even worse. You probably don't even look at them because they're so unhelpful. So the question then becomes, how do you make something like a terms and conditions or a privacy policy or something like that useful? Of course, the trouble with these documents is they're all written in gibberish, aren't they? They're all written in legalese that nobody really understands. Well, I received an email from Eugene who came across a very good example of terms and conditions. And it's on the website 500pixels.com. So if you go to 500, the number, pixels.com/terms, you will see what I think is an excellent terms and conditions. The reason I think it's so excellent is because it has all the legalese that's required, and then on the opposite side it has basically a kind of summary of each paragraph. So for example, it's got the whole thing about acceptance of terms, a website available, blah, 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 blah. You know, we read these terms and conditions carefully by accessing the site, viewers, any content, blah, 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 you know, all the kind of stuff. And then on the opposite side, it says, well, basically, by using 500 pixels, you agree to the terms below. And then it goes on and it more legalese, blah, blah, blah. And then opposite it says, basically, we provide services that allow you to create portfolios and we will develop more features and services in the future. And so it goes on and on and on. So the point is what they've done is they've taken a legal requirement, something that has to be on the site, and they've turned it into something that provides actually real and useful information that helps the user. And I'd encourage you to look at your own privacy policy, your own accessibility policy, your own terms and conditions, and ask yourself, can I transform this from something that just has to be on the website because I'm legally obliged to put it there into something that actually really helps the user and improves their experience? This kind of thinking about the details and caring about every single piece of content you put on your site is a sign of a brilliant website, a sign of a website that cares. The devil is in the details, they say, and that even includes things like terms and conditions.